Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to this Christmas Day special, Daily Devotional. And a Christmas message that is right, that I believe is straight from Almighty God. If you look in the Bible and look at Isaiah, the 7th chapter, and verse 14, it says this. All right then. The Lord himself will give you the sign. Look. The virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. 400 years before it happened, Jesus' birth was foretold. Foretold by the prophet Isaiah. Look, or behold, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. It is amazing when you think about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ and how he came to be. For the Holy Spirit came upon Mary. The angels foretold it to Mary and said, you are going to bear a son and you will name him Jesus. She was betrothed. She was engaged to be married. So can you imagine in those days, in that sort of atmosphere, in that environment, in Judea, 2,000 years ago, this young girl, 15 years old, she's engaged to be married to Joseph. And she has to go to Joseph to say, look, guess what? I'm going to have a baby. Can you imagine what Joseph was thinking, what was going through his mind? Put yourself in Joseph's position right now, just for a second. And you know that the woman you are betrothed to, the woman that you are going to be married to, has told you she's going to have a child by somebody else, not by you. But the angels appeared to Joseph and told him. So everything was cool. Everything was okay. But then you got family and friends. And then to find out that you've got to go all the way back to your hometown because there's a census going on. So Mary and Joseph have to travel all the way back, all the way back to Bethlehem. From Nazareth, which is quite a way. They have to travel on a donkey and they get to Bethlehem and everyone's there for the census and there's no room, nowhere for them to go. And so they find a stable. And that is where our precious Lord Jesus is born. And he's put in a manger. And this had been foretold by the prophets. The light of the world had come upon us on that day, on this day. We celebrate it this particular day. We celebrate new birth. We celebrate new beginnings. And we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is so instrumental in that. He is part of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus our Lord is the Son. He was perfect. Isaiah even says, when he foretells the death of Jesus, he was perfect, but we esteemed him not. beloved, in these last days, so many people are turning away from Jesus because they are not finding satisfaction any longer. They're finding satisfaction in the world. And beloved, let me tell you this. In these end times, that was foretold as well, that people would fall away. They would fall away. But beloved, as I bring you this message today, I am praying in Jesus' name that you will not fall away, that you will keep your eyes focused on the one true God. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Watch this. No one comes to the Father but by me. The only way to get to God is through Jesus. The only way to God is through our Lord Jesus Christ. There can be no other. There is no way, no how we can praise and worship any other God but the one true God and the Trinity, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Look. The virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. He is the one true God, beloved. And he calls out to you today and says, don't fall away. Don't fall on the wayside. Don't be like the bad seed that falls on the thorns and is swallowed up. But be good seed and fall in good soil. On this day that we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, we say, Lord Jesus, refresh us anew. Pour your Holy Spirit upon us. And we say, Father, we are so sorry for the things we've done wrong in our lives. And we come before you now, and we say, we adore you. We will always adore you. Because you are so wonderful. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done. Thank you, Father, as we think and consider new birth, new beginnings. It all starts anew from this moment because of you. As you celebrate with your family, maybe you're on your own, but if you're celebrating with your family, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would keep your mind and your heart totally focused on what today means and what today is all about. I pray in Jesus' name that you don't forget the one true Jesus who said, love one another as I have loved you. You see, he loves you that much. So he says, love one another as I have loved you. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in our lives. All right then, the Lord himself will give you the sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us, beloved. Just know this. The Lord Jesus Christ has promised never to leave you, never to forsake you. And that promise is reiterated today. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.